Today was the first day of school after our 2-week winter break. I have to admit, I was not looking forward to seeing Mackenzie. I guess I was just super worried about Chloe, Zoe, and me getting in trouble for toilet papering her house. Would our parents be called to the school? Would we get detention? Would we be suspended? Would we be arrested? However, I would have gladly chosen any of these horrible outcomes over listening to Mackenzie blab on and on and on about her non-existent secret admirer. Nikki, I don't know what you little trolls were doing at my house that night, but I'm warning you, keep your nose out of my personal business. That girl was all up in my face like bad breath. Mackenzie, I already apologized and offered to clean to deserve this. Missing Idaho. Had I been anyone else, this letter would have been challenging to answer. But no one was more qualified to give advice to a troubled and traumatized newbie than me. I knew exactly what to say. Dear Missing Idaho, I know being new isn't all sunshine and rainbows. I understand how you feel, because I've been through that experience before myself. But don't judge everyone so quickly. Not everyone is a mindless clone. And you'll find there are kids who have attended WCD for years who also feel like they don't fit in. Only these people may not stand out as much because they're quieter and more mature than the loud-mouthed, attention-starved, popular crowd. Hang in there. When I felt like giving up, I finally met my friends. And know that the snots who trashed your lunch are way more insecure than you. Be sure to talk to your parents or a teacher about what happened. And just remember, things will get better. Your friend, Miss Know-It-All. I wanted to tell her all of my horrific tales about being tortured by the CCP girls and their goblin queen, Mackenzie. But my letter would be so long, it would end up looking more like a book. No, it would be a book series. I hoped my words would give Missing Idaho a little bit of motivation to hang in there and give WCD a chance. I had a hunch who might have written that letter, and I planned to keep an eye out for her and invite her to hang out with Chloe, Zoe, and me during lunch next week. I can always count on them to be there for me. I am so lucky to have BFFs like Chloe and Zoe. They also mentioned how joining the school newspaper would be the perfect opportunity for Brandon and me to spend more quality time together. OMG! I hadn't really thought about that. I bet Mackenzie is going to be so jealous. And it was Chloe and Zoe's brilliant idea for me to ask Brandon to help me find a position, since he's super familiar with the newspaper and the way it works. He's going to be shocked and surprised when I pop up at the newspaper office during lunch on Monday. We haven't really talked much this week because he's been unusually quiet. I'm sure he's heard all of the ridiculous gossip about him toilet papering Mackenzie's house and leaving her lavish gifts because he's crushing on her. But the cruelest thing about all of this is that Mackenzie is actually setting Brandon up to take the blame for something I did unless I compromise our friendship and arrange for her to get invited to his party. I really want to set the record straight and tell everyone what really happened that night. But the last thing I need right now is to get into World War III with Mackenzie, especially when the casualties could end